Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. New from author Lloyd Knight, Diary of a Pilot Above and Beyond. Lloyd was born in Sydney, Australia in 1932. He left high school and joined the Royal Australian Air Force in 1951. His flying career spanned an unbroken period until his retirement in 2003. That time split into three phases as an Air Force pilot, commercial pilot, and examiner of airmen flying operations inspector with CASA, over 5,000 hours at airplanes, 11,000 hours in helicopters, a fighter pilot in Korea in 1953, a helicopter pilot in Vietnam in 1969, flying Hercules C-130A transport planes, literally flying all over the world. The author of the critically acclaimed 2005 novel Rainbow No End, and now the author of Diary of a Pilot Above and Beyond, Lloyd Knight, joining us via Skype from Australia on This Week in America. Lloyd, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hi, Rick. Lovely to talk to you.
This is going to be fun. You have done so much, and I just love the new book that you've written, Diary of a Pilot Above and Beyond. It's at Amazon. We'll give you that information throughout the program. Let's go back to where this all started. You left high school to join the Royal Australian Air Force back in 1951. What was it about the Air Force that you decided, I really want to be part of this?
Well, my father was in the Air Force before World War II. He was a wireless operator in an Avro Anson bomber that crashed in 1939, just before the war started in Australia. And I was six at the time. So I've always wanted to fly since then. My stepmother, because my mother died when I was three, so my stepmother didn't want me to become a pilot when I was 18 because the Korean War was going. She thought I'd go over there. But after a year and six jobs, she acquiesced. So I joined the Air Force and became a fighter pilot and went to Korea, which was a bit hard for her, but I survived that.
So much involved in your career. The first part of it, as I mentioned, combat overseas experiences, encounters that you had. Is it difficult writing about that, or is writing different than talking about it? Maybe even easier because you're not really making face-to-face contact and talking about it, but you've got the safety of security of writing it.
Yes, it is. I didn't start writing my aviation stories for quite a while because I just didn't want to do that. But I woke up one night about 2 o'clock with an incident that occurred in Vietnam, and I got up and wrote a story about it, and then the story just poured out, and that's how it started, the stories. I'd already published the novel, Rainbow No End, but so I've been writing aviation stories ever since.
You know, and I understand when you had that dream in 1969, that was the first, and it was like, what, a string of dreams after that. It was almost like somebody was telling you, you've got to go back and put these stories in a book and share them with the rest of the world.
The dream occurred in about 2005 or somewhere around there. It was about 1969 that I was dreaming about Vietnam.
The incident occurred in 1969. So when you had this dream, it was the flood started. What at that point, and you've got all these memories that come back to you. And I guess what the book then came out of that.
Yeah, the book about the short stories I've been writing for some time and putting into Veterans Association competitions and winning prizes even, but to publish a book of the whole lot of them is a fairly new idea.
Yeah, 33 short stories covering his 52 years as an aviator. Lloyd Knight, our guest on the program, book Diary of a Pilot Above and Beyond. You'll find it at Amazon. Information on the book available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. In the beginning of the book, you start with stories from Vietnam, and just to mention a couple of these and the experiences you had, you start off with the MP and the VC, and this is basically the story of the story. Talk about that briefly in what happened during that period.
Just that particular incident was I flew out with our crew of four with a couple of military police to pick up some Viet Cong prisoners, a big staff sergeant and a corporal, and they collected their prisoners and brought them back to the aircraft. One appeared to be a female. They were in their black pajama outfits, and they were blindfolded and head sacked and handcuffed and hobbled, and all pretty nasty. One was a female, one was a young man who was very badly wounded, and the big staff sergeant pushed him up into the aircraft. And there had been a story gone around, and it's been shown in a couple of movies, actually, about prisoners being thrown from helicopters as an interrogation technique. When he screams going out the door, the others spill the beans. But, of course, that would not be condoned by the Australian forces, and it certainly never happened. But the Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese Army would have heard that story, and this young man was crying and very upset. And he was badly wounded. And he got up into the helicopter. The doors are open, of course, for the gunners to have access to their M60 machine guns and to get some air conditioning. And he was probably had heard the story and was worried about getting thrown out of the aircraft. But when we landed at the army base and the passengers left the aircraft, the big staff sergeant was carrying this young wounded man in his arms like a sick child, and I just felt very proud to be an Aussie that day. And I still get choked up thinking about that. It was a very wonderful experience. So that was the first story, and then I just wrote on from there.
Yeah, and that's in the book, Diary of a Pilot Above and Beyond, Lloyd Knight, our guest of the program. The book is available at Amazon. You can link on directly at our website. 33 short stories, some of his memories. I love the story of the Padre, and there is a way you should get on a helicopter, unless, of course, you're trying to take care of something so it doesn't blow off. Talk about that story, because, you know, with everything going on in the Vietnam War and all the tension and all the, it's a war, so all of that going on, a chance for a smile, it's something there when you find out what was going on. Talk about the Padre.
Yeah. Oh, well, that was pretty simple. I don't want to give you too much, or people won't need to buy the book.
Yes.
The Padre kept his cap on, which he's not supposed to do when he's running towards the aircraft with its rotors turning. But when he got on board, he told the crewman that he was wearing a toupee and he needed to keep his cap on. So we all had a bit of a laugh about that, at his expense, of course. Although we did find a bit strange that the chaplain, in a war zone especially, would be so vain as to wear a toupee. So we just told him to put his hand on top of his hat when he departed the aircraft, and he trotted off like that. And I felt a bit sorry for him, actually, to think that he had to feel that he needed a toupee. Anyway.
Yes, that's right, just
that day.
One of the stories, Diary of a Pilot Above and Beyond, Lloyd Knight. As I say, 33 short stories there. Just really an excellent read, and all the background, the years that you had spent, the 52 years you spent as an aviator, did you have any idea back in 1951 when you decided to leave school and get in the Royal Canadian Air Force that you would end up spending 52
Australian,
years?
Australian
Air Force. Did you have any idea that you would end up spending 52 years as an aviator?
No idea at all. It just progressed. An evolutionary thing.
Well, and how you were able to go back and forth. Talk about that. It wasn't like you spent your entire career on one particular type of airplane. You were in airplanes, helicopters. Quite a bit of versatility, I would think, would be involved in doing something like that, to go back and forth between the different types of planes.
Well, you keep relearning, like right through life. You keep learning, so yeah, that's all it was.
How about
a really good experience.
How about the days of being a commercial pilot? Talk about that and the experiences you had. And I believe the video version of that, I think there's a picture behind you over your shoulder. You can go to Facebook, go to our videos on This Week in America and see the interview in video form and the picture behind you. Talk about those days as a commercial pilot. I'm looking at that and thinking that had to really be a fun part of your career.
It was. I started off doing a national mapping survey in the middle of the deserts of Australia for about, it was probably 4 weeks, it would end up being 6 weeks, and I was just starting a new relationship. So that didn't work. So then I got this job with Esso Australia, which is a branch of Exxon, and we were flying the same sort of aircraft I flew in Vietnam, the civilian version, single engine. Then we went to two-engine Bell 212 helicopters, and then finally the Sikorsky S-76, which is the one in that picture there. That's actually a posed photograph. I'm flying that machine for an Exxon ad or something.
With us on the program from Australia, Lloyd Knight, author of Diary of a Pilot, Above and Beyond, books available at Amazon. It's interesting in the book, too, because you've got a glossary, which is very helpful. So when you're talking about these different type of aircraft and situations that may have heard of them but not exactly know what the proper terminology is, you can go to the glossary and to get all of that information. The book is dedicated to your wife, Bonnie, and we follow your journey through the book. Talk about that, because she really was an inspiration to you, wasn't she,
Oh,
in your life and in doing the writing for the book.
yes, that was my second wife. My first marriage busted up after I came back from Vietnam. And I met this wonderful widowed lady. And we spent 45 years, except that the last few years she was in aged care before she died in 2015. She had a stroke, brain injury in 2003. That's when I retired to look after her. So I've dedicated the book to her, and I've included the last chapter as a guide to co-survivors, as I call carers of stroke survivors, especially those with aphasia, a speech defect, as a guide to other co-survivors to help them with their situation.
And that's in the book, Diary of a Pilot. Lloyd Knight is the author and our guest on This Week in America. What has this experience been like for you in writing the book and getting feedback from the book and getting such a large number of positive reviews? What's this been like for you?
It's very gratifying to get some feedback. And I've been entering these stories into Veterans Affairs competition for the last 12 years and getting some honorable mentions and prizes there too, which is very gratifying. So that's all I need to say about that at this stage, I think.
Yes, it speaks for itself, and it's been informative for many people, giving them an inside view of what happens during these aviation situations, and also it's been quite entertaining. This is basically what the second book, Lloyd, that you've written, Rainbow No End, was written a number of years ago, and people are still buying it and commenting on that. Just give me a thumbnail. What is the plot line for Rainbow No End?
Rainbow No End is a fictional story with a bit of actual stuff in it, but it's a story about an Australian Secret Service agent who is trying to stymie a plot to blow up the US Embassy in Canberra, at the same time battling against internal skullduggery in his department. And he has dream flashbacks to when he was a young fighter pilot in Korea and a prisoner of war in North Korea, which I wasn't, but I've done the training, which I can't tell you about, or I'd have to shoot you.
Yeah, let's leave that unsaid. We're
But I
better off
use
that
that
way.
information to have this young pilot have these dream sequences when he goes back to when he was a fighter pilot in Korea, and this prisoner of war thing, and a lost love in Japan. That's the basics of the book.
Yeah, it's Rainbow No End by Lloyd Knight. That's available at Amazon as well. What are you working on now? You have such a so active and have such a great fertile mind out there and so many stories to tell. What are you working on now?
I'm not working on anything new at the moment to write. I had planned a sequel to the novel, and that may come up before I turn 100, but I'm 86 now, so I better get onto it if I'm going to do
Well, you're a young 86. It's incredible
it.
the life that you've lived and continue to live and to spread the message out there. It's just an amazing book. It's an excellent book to read. 33 short stories, so you can sit and read a couple of them. You can sit and read a bunch of them if you want to. You can go back from time to time and read and enjoy the recollections. Diary of a Pilot, Above and Beyond. Lloyd, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. Loved having a chance to read the book, and a pleasure to have you on to talk about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick. It's been fun.
Thank you, Lloyd Knight. Our guest, the book is Diary of a Pilot Above and Beyond. You'll find it at Amazon. Information on the book and Lloyd by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.